Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 2. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, spiritual coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help you work through the emotional trauma from rejection and embrace the new year, new level, and new you. Now let's jump into your daily dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is June 29th, the fifth Tuesday in the month of June. I can't believe it. We are almost halfway through this year, 2021. Happy June, happy Tuesday, and happy new year. I told you I was going to keep saying it because I believe that every day we should have that anticipation and that expectation. And I still hope that you are still working on your golden vision goals, right? I still hope and pray that you are every day trying to live your life like it's golden, like Jill Scott sang about. Right? And so that is my prayer for you, that you have that expectation every day that God is going to do something amazing and awesome in your life. And you are living it out in the now. Amen. And so welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast. Our motto is all about being residue free. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. The name Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. Although our goal is to help and encourage women who've experienced emotional trauma from divorce, all of our episodes encourage and empower women to live their best life now. And so I'm truly appreciative today for your support of the Lioness Queen Podcast, YouTube channel, and I Am series, Women's Empowerment Session. Please don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you know who may need to be encouraged and empowered today. Also, I would love you to check out my website. I have residue-free journals. One of them comes with a very cute, I would say, divalicious pen. And then I also have some nice mugs that you can order. Well, all right, let's get into our episode today. And we are continuing with the theme of the month, that God's got this. Amen. And so this week we are talking about your breakthrough is just around the corner. Woo, that gets me excited just saying it out loud. Go, come on, repeat it with me. My breakthrough is just around the corner. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We absolutely love supporting other poets and their creativity, and we're so honored to do so. And so this week I found a poem by Jacqueline Burciaga, and I pray I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And the name of the poem is called Because of You. And this poem was written in 2001. And so the poem states, because you picked me up when I struggled to get through, because you healed my heart when it was thrown and shattered, because you gave me hope when it seemed so out of reach, because you filled me with peace when chaos flowed through my veins, because you showed me the light when there was only darkness, because you gave me comfort when my voice cried out in pain, because you reassured me when the doubt screamed in my head, because you kept me going when there seemed nowhere to go, because you sustained me with strength when weakness became all I knew, because you came and stayed when everyone else turned around and left me, because you gave me a purpose when life seemed so pointless, because you restored my happiness when life seemed to snatch it away, because you filled this emptiness when the void echoed with loneliness, because you helped me let it all go when I gripped the tightest to hold on, because you showed me the beauty of life when the world showed me nothing but hate and corruption, because you gave me a better life when the old one fought to come back, because I am nothing without you, nothing but a hopeless being, because only you could tear down my wall of pride and instead build it back up with love and humbleness. Because all of this, I give you my life, Lord. I will put all my fears and failures in your hands, my worries that consume me, my pain that destroys me. You were always there, even when I rejected you. Because of all you are, my life, oh God, is yours. Woo! I love this poem. Thank you so much, Miss Berciaga. This poem really, it inspired me, because she reminds us that it is because of God that we are where we are today. Because of God, we never would have made it. Because of God, we wouldn't be as blessed as we are today. Because of God, we are more than conquerors. Because of God, it wasn't within our own strength that got us this far that we are. Because of God, it wasn't our own intellect that got us out of tight situations. Because of God, it was His grace and His mercy that followed and has been following us all the days of our lives. And no matter what we see in the natural, but our breakthrough is just around the corner. Amen. And so I truly believe, and I'm pretty sure you can agree with me, but I truly believe that the biggest trick of the enemy is to help distract us and help us to forget. Help us to forget how good God is, and help us to forget power, the authority, the dunamis power that the Lord has. And because He lives, we have the ability to face tomorrow. And because of that, there should and always be some expectations that we should have about what God is going to do in our lives. See, when he tricks our minds to believe the false narratives and the false beliefs, then we question the validity of who He is and what he can do, especially when life changes, not realizing that God created changes in our lives to happen so that we would not get complacent, so that we would have hope, so that we would establish expectations in our lives. But ultimately, it's so that we could spiritually grow. See, the enemy doesn't want us to spiritually grow, y'all. He doesn't want that. Because as we spiritually grow, we have hope. We have expectation. We have joy that doesn't make sense in the natural, right? And so just think how much, you know, I would say your life has changed within this past year with this pandemic, you know, and it has really changed. Our lives have, what you would say, metamorphosized into a reality we never thought would ever happen in our lifetime. We never thought that our lives would go on pause and a deadly plague would run the earth like a roaring lion in the heat of the night. It definitely has been a change like none other that we weren't prepared for. You know, I feel like this change in our lives was like a baby eagle in a nest. And, you know, there's a time when Mama Eagle, when Mama feels, you know, it's time for you to launch out. It's time for you to step out of this safety net. You know, Mama Eagle is ready. She's ready to push. She's ready to push that baby eaglet out. And she says, tweet, tweet, it's time. It's time, baby birds. It's time. It's time for you to fly. And so in other words, you know, if you think about us as in that regard, you know, God sometimes pushes us out. He pushes us out of the nest without warning, without preparation, without confirmation, without validation on providing detailed instructions on what he is doing. And really without, I mean, letting us know that there were seeds that were planted in us that would help us during uncertainty and unfamiliarity as we are out of the nest. And so you think about falling from a high place, falling from high heights has a way of making you feel vulnerable, making you feel fight or flight, right? It sets your emotions into a way either you're going to fight or you're going to fight. It sets you in a way where you feel that you have no control and you don't feel prepared for the fall. And he never told, you know, he never tells you when he's going to push you out. He never lets you know ahead of time, right? I'm about to push you out. It's about to be time. So you don't even have time to kind of get your mindset prepared. You don't have time to kind of get yourself together before the push, right? And I know I'm not the only one who feels totally violated and vulnerable when God pushes us out of the nest unexpectedly. And totally, I would say it changes our lives, either temporarily or permanently, but it definitely changes our lives. So it's like a violation where we feel privileged enough to know when changes are going to happen in our lives before they happen. I know I'm not the only one that likes that. That's very comforting for me because I can get myself together. I can get things together. I can think of ways to try to figure this thing out. But sometimes breakthroughs can only manifest when we are pushed unexpectedly. Bless me right there. Ooh, let me say that again. Sometimes breakthroughs can only manifest when we are pushed unexpectedly. For example, God, why didn't you warn me? Like, God, why didn't you warn me before my husband rejected me, before he divorced me? Why didn't you tell me my father was going to walk out of my life and raise a new family and forget about me? Why didn't you tell me, come on now, Daddy, why didn't you tell me that I was going to develop a cancer or illness or something that medical science has no answer for? Like, knowing good and well, I keep up with my health checks. I go to the doctor to get myself checked out, but this developed in my life. You allowed this? Why didn't you tell me my child would be born with disabilities or intellectual disabilities and cause financial strain in my life? Why didn't you tell me that my siblings were going to get greedy after our mother died and forget about me and not include me in the whole process and take everything for themselves? Why didn't you tell me I was going to lose my job, lose my home during this pandemic? Why didn't you tell me? And so you fill in the blank, whatever that is. Why didn't you tell me, God, that I was messing? I didn't know I was in a relationship with a married man. Why didn't you tell me? I'm kind of curious about how you pushed me out there, how you pushed me into the deep, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. I didn't even know what was going on. And so we are so privileged at a time, you know, I would say at the same time, we're spoiled. God does spoil us. He loves spoiling his children. But even in the midst of why didn't you tell me, God is trying to get you to believe that this is not a sign for your demise. but a sign that your breakthrough is around the corner. No matter what has changed in your life, no matter what has shifted in your life, no matter who left you, no matter who lied to you, no matter who abused you, no matter who stabbed you in the back, no matter what the doctor report says, no matter what didn't happen already, your breakthrough has a date on it, and it is just around the corner. Woo! And bless me right there. I hope it blessed you, because sometimes we got to be encouraged and sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. This is not the time to get discouraged, because God's promises are yea and amen, and everything is right on his schedule if you only believe. But you got to believe in his will and his timing. You got to believe in his will and in his timing. See, I was just talking about the pandemic, but you got to think about this. You've changed from just a month ago. And it may even just be from yesterday, a year ago, 3 years, 5 years, tenfold. Like, we change. We do change. See, like, change in our lives is when it's something that we have control over. So if we're making an adjustment or we're making a change and pushing our own self out of the nest, we've kind of have already pre-planned, let me say. But when it is something, you know, when it's something that we really want to do, we make adjustments, right? But when it's something God wants to do in our lives, we don't like it. And we don't realize how much things are really all just working out for our good when the change happens, when the shift happens. We do not realize that areas God is trying to work on or improve on in our lives at that time. We do not see a connection with what we're facing in the natural and what God is doing through us in the supernatural. We don't see it. And as a result, what do? We throw out our faith and believe and make assumptions more in the false narrative, in the false realities, versus on what God is doing in the moment. See, there is a now kind of faith that you must have in this season. And I'm so excited to talk about that next month. That's going to be our theme for next month, a now kind of faith. See, you got to believe in the now. And we forget oftentimes. Again, that's that trick. That's that distraction. We get amnesia when God has put us in this position before. He's pushed you out of the nest before. This isn't the first time. And guess what? It all worked together for your good. See, God never changes. He don't change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. But sometimes he allows changes to happen to spiritually build us up, spiritually mature us, spiritually humble us, spiritually heal our wounds, spiritually adjust our mindset, and ultimately, spiritually grow us. See, we already know that change is inevitable, but it requires adjustment. It requires adaptability. It requires a shift in your mindset. But with God on our side, it can happen. And you can accomplish these three things with remembering that God's got this and he's got you in the palm of his hand. See, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart." You got the word. You got access to the word, because the word is alive. The word is truth. But you got to expect. You got to believe that your breakthrough is around the corner. We can't forget what God has done for us. Because without him, we are filthy rags. Without the Lord in our lives, where would we be? Where would you be? See, amnesia, really, it should never happen. But sometimes when life hits us, pressures us, overwhelms us, That our faith mindset fails to turn on. And our faith mindset, it fails to remember. It fails to go down and look back at memory lane in a way that no matter what comes my way, God, if God allowed it, if he allowed it, then that means everything that I'm going through right now, he got. Because guess what? God's got this and he's got you. See, when the eagle is pushed out, it doesn't know that it was created to fly. It doesn't know. Somebody telling you that you are created to fly doesn't help you know that there is something, there is a mechanism within you that allows you to be able to do it. The baby bird don't know. The baby bird doesn't know until it's pushed that it was created. The bird doesn't know that it was created. Its body was created to withstand the winds and use the winds to help it soar, and soar from destination to destination. So just like you don't know until God pushes you. Oh God, this is exciting me here. You don't know until God pushes you that you were created to fly. You don't know until God pushes you that you were created to soar. You don't know until God pushes you that you were created to rise above the clouds just like an eagle. Oh, that's exciting me. It's blessing me right there. It's blessing me right there because you don't know until you're pushed. Oh, God. And sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you don't think you have it in you. But you were created to fly. You were created. Even when you were in your mother's womb and you didn't even know. Oh God, this is blessing me right here. Because I was pushed. I was pushed to a point and I didn't know what to do. I got distracted. I focused too much on the winds and the waves. I focused too much on what the enemy was doing. And I didn't know that God was trying to get me to soar. He was trying to get me to rise above the clouds. He was trying to get me to soar to a new destination. I did not know. And I didn't know the new destination would be better than my last destination. And that is what I'm saying to you today. Your new destination will be better than your last destination. Because if you continue to delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. He will give them to you. What you don't realize is if the enemy can get you not believing, not remembering and forgetting that you were created to soar, that you were created to rise above the clouds, that you were created in his image and you have access to his power, right? If the enemy can get you so distracted, then you will fail to realize your breakthrough is just around the corner. See, God hasn't changed. The enemy wants you to think that. He hasn't changed. But life does change. But the more challenges you face and the more adversity that comes your way, just know it's an indication that God is trying to take you to another destination. And he's going to push you out of the nest to get to that destination. And you're going to have to soar. You're going to have nothing under you protecting you. But you're going to have to trust him. You're going to have to know that God is the same God that's been carrying you this far. And he will continue to carry you to your next destination. Because guess what? Your breakthrough is just around the corner.
This is Reverend Dr. Marisha, your Lioness Queen. Let's declare our weekly affirmation over our lives. Amen. And so repeat after me. I am a Lioness Queen. God wants me to rise up. He wants me to take my rightful place as the queen I am. He wants me to be residue free, intentional in my fight, stand on the word of God, realize I am a masterpiece. I am enough. I am a lioness queen with a purpose.
Thank you for joining the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and write a review. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and even iHeartRadio. I would love to hear how this message empowered you. Come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from your Lioness Queen.